Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. Welcome to the Health Matters Podcast with your host, Mike Royer.
Hello once again, everyone. This is Mike Royer welcoming you to another edition of Health Matters. We hope you'll watch this entire interview on the University Medical Center's website or WVUA23.com, that website as well. We create a podcast for you and, of course, play portions of the interview on our newscast on WVUA23. We welcome back to the studio today Dr. John Burkhart. He is a psychologist and clinical psychologist providing psychotherapy and related care at University Medical Center in Northport. He is also an associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Medicine at the College of Community Health Sciences and assistant director of the University of Alabama Tuscaloosa Family Medicine Residency Program. Dr. Burkhart, good to see you again.
Yeah, thank you for having me, as always.
You're the doctor, and I'm asking the questions. You know a lot about dealing with depression throughout the year. I don't know that I've consciously dealt with any serious depression. I've had down days, blue days, I'm not as happy as I am other days, but I've been fortunate so far that I don't think it's been a problem. There are many people that keep things inside them and deal with depression, especially Thanksgiving, Christmas, the holiday time of year. Even when the economy is good, first of all, it can be a time of concern and depression for patients. What's the most common thing you hear from people?
Wow, that's a great question. As I kind of think about it, I think of a couple situations that kind of come up. One is maybe the person that might be having a little bit of disagreement with some other family members, or maybe they don't have family members around. Either way, they're kind of left in this isolated spot. The other one where I see them tend to struggle a little bit more is they've lost a loved one, a significant loved one, maybe one or two. Maybe very close together. So how the scenarios look differently is the person that's lost somebody, they almost start to feel bad before they've even realized if they're going to feel bad, because they'll feel guilty if they don't feel bad, which is it's a very common reaction, and it's completely understandable. But one of the things that we always work on is before you're going to do all these things to make yourself feel this way, why don't you wait to see if you're actually going to feel this way? And by the way, if you don't, that's going to be fine. You're going to miss them. It's a loved one. Yes, your holidays are not going to be the same. We both acknowledge that. But that also doesn't mean that they have to be miserable because, or you have to be depressed is probably where to say, because that person's not there. So they almost start to set themselves up for failure, if you will.
Do you recommend that they try to think about celebrating that life that's no longer with them, but celebrate all the good things that you enjoyed with that person? Focus on positive, is that?
I've done that. I've also tried to find them maybe set a new tradition, maybe from an old tradition that they missed, of how to celebrate that person or doing something, you know, together with them. One of the things that always kind of helps too is I'll ask the question, you know, let's just say they lost their father. I say, what do you think your father would want you to do on the holidays? Right? Instead of what everybody else wants. Like if you could have one, you know, few more conversations, what do you think that would be? And they would say, well, I think they would do this, you know, or how do you, or even better, how do you think they would react if they were in your shoes? What do you think they would do? Right, so you kind of remove them a little bit and then have them kind of look. And sometimes it's an easy way for people to find answers, especially when they're struggling to find answers.
I don't know if I've ever bragged about my educational credentials to you, but I have an undergraduate degree in history. That's all. But this is my theory about your field of medicine. And that is that other than diagnosed diseases that will kill you, loneliness is one of the most painful things we humans can have. Would you agree with a little bit of that?
I agree with a lot of that. You see it, I'll be honest with you, I never had an appreciation for it as much as I've had within the last few years. COVID gave me an appreciation for it, to be honest with you, because a lot of studies came out of the Italians about them being depressed, but it wasn't depression, it was loneliness. And if you think about it, humans were meant to be around other people. And when we're not, it's not good. the one thing I always say, it's maybe not the best example, but it's true. There's a reason why solitary confinement is a punishment, right? I mean, I don't know what they do now in prison systems, but way back when, or movies that you see, it was there for a reason, yeah. Right? Because you took them out of that social environment. And we need that. We need other people. You know, we need to spend time. Do we have to spend 24/7 with them? No, but we need to be interacting and being with folks.
A criminal is better off being around other criminals than alone. And all of us are better off being around family members we may not even be that crazy about, but we need to be around other people, family or not.
Yeah, and sometimes if you can test it, if you're ever noticing it, even if you're just walking around and you hold a door open for somebody as you're walking in and out of like a store, and you say hello, and they say, how are you? And it's a really nice exchange. And you walk away going, oh, that's kind of nice. You didn't do anything else. But it just goes to show you, it's just that human touch, that human contact that makes such a difference.
Little things.
Yeah.
I walk out of a restaurant that will go unnamed, but it sounds like Waffle House, where they still call you darling.
Yes.
And hey, baby, you want more coffee? And I walk out going, I haven't been called darling in a while. A little thing, mm-hmm. but it carries weight, doesn't it? That yeah. kind of greeting or thing.
Yeah, small touches, small acts of kindness, they go a long way with folks.
And now, Dr. Burkhardt, we're dealing with a different difficult period in that this year and for the last 18 months, the economy has struggled. Things cost more. My wife comes home from the grocery store and goes, do you know what eggs cost this week or what milk cost this week? We're fortunate that we can pay what it is right now, but there are families who are struggling financially. Struggling financially, coupled with the holiday season, can also, I imagine, prompt some folks to want to see a person like you.
Yeah, they can put a lot of undue pressure on themselves. It's always kind of a tough one because you never really know what the big trend is, right? So I always think back to the years of, you know, the PlayStation 5, everybody wanted it. It was an astronomical amount of money.
Yep.
And it's like, who can afford it? And people are doing all these things just to get this one thing.
Make it happen. Yeah.
Which kind of gives us something to talk about Christmas and kind of makes it interesting. But at the same time, shouldn't be the thing about the holidays, right? It should be about exactly what we talked about, connecting with other people. The problem is, as stores stay open later and people have to work and do all that, we almost don't seem to get that chance anymore, right? Because you could have Christmas and the next day all the malls are open again. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, stuff didn't open again until like the 30th.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody was home driving each other crazy and spending time together.
Now, if you have infants, little bitty children, I think most mom and dads would do anything they could to get make sure they have a present or presents for Christmas. As children get a little bit older, I would think it would be fine for the family to have a conversation about, you know, we had a great Christmas last year and we're going to have a great Christmas this year, but this year's a little more challenging. You can have that grown-up conversation with older children so that you're all in it together. Would that be a good avenue to consider?
Yeah, and I think sometimes even if you just look at what we already kind of know about buying things, you know, you'll get used to it in a few months and it won't be that big of a deal. If you buy your new iPhone, I love iPhones, I'm an Apple person.
Yeah.
But after about 2 months, I'm used to it. It's my phone.
It's just the phone.
Now, if maybe I went and, I don't know, stayed the night at a place, if you have a family, I always think about those hotels that have the water parks on the inside. If you went and did that with the Christmas money instead of buying a gift, well, now you have something you can think about for the rest of your life. Like, remember the time when we went and we did that and it was a lot of fun. Like, that won't ever go away. You'll never trade it in. You know, it'll never, the tech on it won't ever run out. And what they tell you, especially when you're looking at happiness in general, is those are the types of things that you spend money on. In fact, planning for it is actually the more exciting part of it than the actual trip itself,
which
is
about it.
Yeah, which is really interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. And I recall from my childhood thinking about that vacation was as much fun as the vacation.
Yeah, that's just true. Waiting to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. You don't need to advertise to get patients. You get all the patients you need. You're a busy doctor. But a lot of people aren't comfortable saying, I need to go see a psychiatrist or a psychologist. I need help. I need counseling. I'll guess maybe men more so are just bullheaded that I'll get through this myself. Dealing with holiday depression, and I think we'll end with this, would a visit or two maybe help? And How would you encourage someone to get over yourself, get over that concern that you're going to be labeled as a problem because you went to see a doctor? What would you say to them, like, come see me, but here's why?
So when I see people that come to see me and they have that same kind of thing, one of the things that we always just kind of talk about is, it's okay if you're just here just once. It might just help you get out of your own head and you might learn something.
Yeah.
And if you want to come back, that's fine. And if you leave and you don't feel like it wasn't for you, that's okay too.
Yes.
But it's much better than talking to your friends or just keeping yourself up at night.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what
yeah.
most people do. Mm-hmm. And they don't realize that they're memorizing their problem, which makes it worse. So I explain that to them and they could be like, oh, you mean so I could get some sleep? Yep. You mean I could do this? Yeah. And then it's like, oh, okay. And then I've had people that only come once or twice.
Yeah.
It's fine.
John, I think you just said something that everybody watching this did what I did in my mind. Oh, I've done that. I've laid awake at night going over the same dumb thing over and over and over, and I was memorizing the problem instead of going, I'll resolve this one way or another.
Correct.
Well,
that's a human nature thing. We think we're talking to ourselves, working it.
Yep. We're not working it.
We're memorizing it. We're just going over and over again, and we're just memorizing it.
I think that's simple but profound at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. John Burkhart, I really do enjoy our visits with you on Health Matters. I appreciate the work you do at University Medical Center and for making time available for us. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. As always, I love coming here, so thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.